USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep inching toward $5 a gallon. The national average price for regular up 2 cents from Wednesday to $4.97 a gallon. The statewide average is now $5 a gallon or higher in the District of Columbia and 20 states, led by California at $6.40 a gallon. A group of migrants numbering in the thousands is heading for the U.S. southern border. The Biden administration has repeatedly told migrants not to come to the southern border and says they're treating the root cause of migration. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the facilities at the border are already crowded.
The reason why we have these migrant caravans or we have so many migrants at the border is that Joe Biden has invited them to come for the last 2 years.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The National Weather Service is predicting a dangerous and deadly heat wave across the Southwest through the weekend. The Weather Service in Phoenix, Arizona is saying over 25 million people are under heat alerts and dozens of daily high temperature records could be broken from Texas to California. Triple-digit highs are expected across the Southwest, with some areas topping 110. Las Vegas could hit 109 on Friday and Phoenix could hit 115. Death Valley is forecast to hit 121. Nighttime low temperatures will also be near record highs. After multiple appeals, a convicted murderer is put to death in Arizona.
Convicted child killer Frank Atwood had argued that the state's death penalty procedures would violate his constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. Mr. Atwood was put to death last night for killing an 8-year-old Tucson girl in 1984. Atwood claimed innocence.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
After months of investigation, the Democratic-led House Select Committee probing the January 6 Capitol Hill attack is about to start making its case publicly to the American people, starting with a primetime audience Thursday night. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio sees no point in the Thursday night primetime hearing.
From day one, I said that if people committed crimes on that day, they should be prosecuted and convicted by a jury and so forth. And that's what's happening. This is a Hollywood paid political advertisement. They hired a producer to put this thing on. Okay, the criminal justice system is already dealing with it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. We're hearing new details about the baby formula shortage that's gripping America.
Abbott Laboratories and the FDA received word about possible problems in February 2021, according to the Wall Street Journal. The journal's reporting cites documents the newspaper viewed, a person familiar with the matter, and a government official. The revelation is potentially damaging if officials knew about the possible problems at the plant much earlier than previously reported. The Biden administration has faced criticism over the baby formula shortage, which has panicked parents across the country struggling to find formula for their infant children. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Take USA Radio News with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.